At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
All right. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. Hi there. I do mornings on 107.7 The End. The news and nerd talk both coming up here in just a few moments. Here we are, month whatever of staying at home, work from home life. Lots of people are back at work because they have jobs where you can't do it from home. Like, I feel so bad for like my bar and waiter and musician and artist friends and stuff where you just can't make a living doing it from home. So you're back at work. I get it. It sucks. But I've been working in my spare bedroom in the studio, we call it, because there's a Pilates machine in here and a microphone and computers and stuff, right? And it's been months now. The last time I went into the office was like March 7th or something. So what is that? We're 4 months into it, and I haven't cut my hair the whole time. And it's getting long enough that currently I am wearing a, what do you call that, hair tie around my wrist, because I can now pull my hair back, and it is quite the achievement for an old bastard like me. Oh, man, I haven't had hair this long in forever, since I was like a high schooler and teenager, is what I was trying to say, in high school. There. I don't know about you. Have you opted to get your haircut since the, since those places have opened back up? My friend is a hairstylist, and she would cut my hair, but I don't know that I'm comfortable to go inside a place yet. What I want is an outside barbershop. I think that's the way to do it right now in this weather, or someone that'll like, I don't know how it works with licensing, but maybe someone who would just come over and cut my hair in my backyard, or I could go to their house and do it. That'd be dope. There's probably some sort of like health code that doesn't allow that to happen or whatever. But I need a trim. I'm so bushy looking right now. I'm using all this product that I hate using. It's like washing my hair once a week or twice a week and then just dealing with it. But that does not happen when it is this length. Anyway, so if you cut your hair, if you remained long, I'd love to know at Hey Gregor on my Twitter's still out. Damn it. All right, play the news.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, almost 900 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Washington state. Sadly, 30 new deaths reported. They had a backlog, so the numbers are just getting caught up. It sucks for everyone who lost their life to this. Yikes! Boeing saw a $2.4 billion loss for the quarter that just wrapped up at the end of June. Holy crap. More importantly, though, I've got a toddler who goes to see Big Airplane at Payne Field, and they might have to stop building the Dreamliner there. Big Airplane carries Dreamliner parts around the world for assembly, and one of the factories is here in Everett. Do not do this! Think of all the jobs and the toddlers! Stupid coronavirus. Mackenzie Scott. You might know her from her time married to Jeff Bezos is donating a massive chunk of Amazon money to nonprofits around the Sound, announcing more than $1.5 billion in this first wave of giving. Holy crap. Her focus is on racial equity and then equal rights throughout all different worlds and global initiatives, including climate change and health. What a cool move, and she can totally afford it because those Amazon stocks that she owned have, like, gone through the roof in this time where we're all locked down. That seems weird.
You just got news.
It's day 11 of sumo. Asano Yama yesterday lost to Mitakeumi. Okay, good. All right. Hakuho still commanding lead, hasn't lost in this tournament. Won the last one. Let's see what happens, huh? Are you following? Are you watching? You got to. It's on NHK, or you can watch it. He changed the name. It used to be Jason Loves Sumo. Now it's Jason's Everything Sumo channel or something like that. Does a great job playing all the videos, giving you the commentary that you need to understand it if it's in Japanese or whatever. It's so cool. I'm not going to get into it again because I talk about it a lot, but it is well worth looking up. Oh, there was a video that I saw today that you can watch now on my blog at 1077theend.com. It's all over the place. This guy called Uncle Rob, that's his name online. Pretty great. He got ether in a spray can. I didn't know that that was a thing. I really don't know what that means. I feel like it's, or was it ethanol? Ether? I thought it was ether. What would you do with ether? Isn't that how you knock people out? It's chloroform? Anyway, he got some sort of spray can full of stuff that looked like spray paint, and he hooked it up to a, like, drilled a hole into, like, a styrofoam head that you would use to, like, model hats or something like that, and he put it in there so it was coming out the mouth, and then he kind of, like, did distances to see if you had a blowtorch 6 feet away and you wear a mask or you don't wear a mask, does it catch on fire? Only he does it in a much more country way, I guess you'd say. I don't want to say redneck or whatever, because I don't know if that's what he... Anyway, it's awesome to see that you have to be within 3 inches of somebody if you're wearing a mask to transmit ether or ethanol, ether, whatever spray it is, out of this mask. I don't know how it sizes up relative to the coronavirus or the spit that comes out of your mouth and you cough or sneeze or whatever, but it sure seems like it makes a pretty great point about how the masks work. It got me thinking while I was watching it and now scrolling through Facebook all day, because doom scrolling, I love that term. Doom scrolling, where you're just going through and feeling worse and worse and worse about everything because that's what the internet is designed to make you do. And cat photos. That raccoon finger painting. My God, you got to see that too. Anyway, just doom scrolling along, and I realize that I see people complaining. I wrote it down. Hold on, I got a good take on this. My Twitter's out, so I have to write down my tweets on a Google Doc like I'm Creed from The Office. I definitely see more people complaining about people complaining about not wearing a mask than I see actual people complaining about wearing a mask. I go out in public and you see folks that don't have them on and I'm like, what are you doing? But I don't see anyone throwing a fit or causing any trouble compared to the overwhelming number of people who just go along with it. You might not like it. I hear you. It gets a little hot. You don't brush your teeth. Don't have mints. Yeah, I get it. Okay. But, like, I don't really see anyone complaining about it. I see more people complaining about people complaining. Like, well, if you don't want to wear a mask, then you hate Jesus or whatever, you know. No one says that. But that type of thing. I see more people complaining about people complaining than I actually see complaints. So, thanks for wearing your mask. That's the way to do it. Great job, everyone, wearing your mask. Let's get this thing under control. Yeah, right. Yeah, but maybe we'll dive black hole first. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Scientists in France are building a reactor that simulates what we think powers the sun. Fusion! Or is it fission? I always get them confused. Don't worry, it won't be ready until well after 2020 is over. Wouldn't want to chance it. Quick question. When the sun fails, doesn't it create like a black hole? Or a neutron star? Duh. Okay. New slogan for France. Come for the wine and baguettes, stay for the crushing, inescapable gravitational well that is consuming the Earth. It's a big billboard. To be clear, I love the idea of near limitless power in a fusion reactor. It's just how we get there that's scary. In other energy ideas gone bad, researchers outside the failed Chernobyl nuclear reactor are studying a fungus they've identified. They think it can produce safety substances useful in building stuff for astronauts zipping around in space. Ton of radiation out there. What if it's a fungus that could save them? Not the same mushrooms that Matt Mason is singing about. And finally, tomorrow is the first attempt as the launch window opens for a rocket that'll carry Perseverance, the newest Mars rover on its way to the Red Planet. Mars is going to be at its closest here pretty quick, so we're cutting down on travel time and getting ourselves a new sand crawler out there driving around. This one, though, comes equipped with a helicopter. Instead of it being remote controlled from Earth, it would be way cooler if you could teach tiny hamsters to fly one and then send them to Mars and then have them fly space helicopters wearing itty-bitty space helmets, right? Ooh, get a set of those tubes that can make a Mars colony. It's right itself. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Thanks for downloading, thanks for streaming, listening, whatever you're doing for this. I really appreciate you listening to my show. Tell a friend. Let's hang out together. Especially if you're in a world where you're like not consuming much radio. I get it. I understand. Our world is different now. Thanks for listening to this so we can still talk nonsense. Have a great day.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.